Tahrir Square is getting a facelift. Square in the heart of Cairo was the focal point of the 18-day uprising last year that ousted President Hosni Mubarak. It has been the site of numerous protests since then. Merritt Kennedy reports that the new Egyptian government is renovating the square, but Egyptians disagree on how to memorialize their revolution.
A massive graffiti mural in Tahrir Square, documenting the political turmoil in Egypt, was whitewashed earlier this month. But the next night, several hundred artists and supporters were back, covering the wall in new images and anti-government slogans. 20-year-old medical student and painter Doa Okasha was outraged when she found out the original mural was gone.
This is our history there. This wall explains a lot of what happened last month. It's important to us, and they easily come and erase everything, and we don't accept that.
There are other more popular changes happening in Tahrir Square, a place where people have gathered for open political debate since the uprising began. Workmen shovel sand and lay down bricks for sidewalks and plant new turf in the center of the square, a major Cairo traffic intersection. Several weeks ago, during protests against an anti-Muslim video, the police moved in and pushed demonstrators out of the square, along with hordes of street vendors. After the police action, Prime Minister Hisham Kandil posted a video on his Facebook page, calling on citizens to provide ideas about how to memorialize the revolution in the square. Hundreds have responded. Rami Abbas Abbas calls for building a massive archway to commemorate the revolution's martyrs. Urban planning expert Mohammed El-Shahid hopes that cleaning up the square signals a change in how the government deals with Cairo's neglected infrastructure.
Maybe using this opportunity to remake the management system, the municipal system of the city, and without falling into the trap of doing these big bombastic monuments and rather focus on the everyday needs that cities require.
Mahmoud Mohamed Orabi, a cook at a pastry shop, is enjoying a sunset picnic with friends on the newly laid grass in the middle of Tahrir.
Frankly, all what I wanted is come to Tahrir Square, sit down and eat. To see what I see now, flowers, gardens, people are safe. I want to feel free in my country.
Nearby, Moheb Imed, a student, says Tahrir doesn't need to be renovated or beautified because it will always be a symbol.
To us, Tahrir Square is sacred because people died here. It will not lose its significance, and we're not waiting for renovations the way the government speaks about them.
Our graffiti is enough, he says, and Tahrir itself is enough. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.